Joe Arpaio built a national reputation on his hardline approach to law enforcement, particularly when it comes to illegal immigration. But now the outspoken Arizona sheriff is facing more legal troubles for that stance. KJZZ's Jude Joffe Block reports a federal judge could find him in contempt of court for violating orders.
This saga began about 7 years ago. That's when a group of Latinos in Maricopa County, most of them citizens, sued Sheriff Arpaio. They argued his crackdown on immigrants here illegally unfairly targeted Latinos. In 2013, the group won in court.
A federal judge has ruled that Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio's office systematically racially profiles Latinos in its immigration patrols.
The judge ordered major reforms at the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, including new training, anti-profiling protocols, and an independent monitor to oversee the sheriff's compliance. But new evidence suggests the sheriff's office failed to follow a number of court orders. The judge has now set a 4-day hearing in April to find out if Arpaio and his top staff should be found in contempt of court.
This is very unusual.
David Harris teaches at the University of Pittsburgh School of Law and is watching this case.
For a public official to defy a court's orders often enough that a judge gets to the point of ordering contempt proceedings, this almost never happens.
Arpaio was a leading force in Arizona's strict immigration policies. He conducted sweeps that arrested immigrants without legal status and then defied federal pressure to stop. But a number of federal court rulings, including the one in this racial profiling case, have determined immigration enforcement is strictly the federal government's job. Arpaio's chief deputy, Jack McIntyre, says the sheriff's office has had to suspend key immigration tactics.
The federal government is not enforcing immigration law, and they're refusing to allow anyone else to do it.
At the April contempt hearing, the judge will examine three instances where the sheriff's office may have disobeyed the court. Two involve video evidence of traffic stops, including that the sheriff's office withheld thousands of videos from plaintiffs before the trial. Another issue is that the sheriff's office seemingly ignored the judge's orders in 2011 to stop detaining immigrants. Cecilia Wong is with the American Civil Liberties Union and an attorney in the suit against the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office.
MCSO not only did not comply with that order, but did not even communicate the order to the rank and file, to all the deputies in the agency.
So for months, some deputies kept making the very immigration arrests the judge had already ruled were unlawful.
It was blatantly a disregard for federal court orders and for the U.S. Constitution.
There have been mistakes that have been made.
Tom Liddy is one of the sheriff's attorneys. He says many of the concerns came to light because Arpaio and his staff voluntarily disclosed them. He says Arpaio is working hard to comply with the court and shouldn't be held in contempt.
This is all evidence of good faith effort to work together to ensure that the rights of Hispanics in Maricopa County are fully respected and protected.
If Arpaio and others are found in contempt, they'd likely have to pay fines. The judge has also threatened to refer the case to a prosecutor for criminal contempt charges as well. In the meantime, the sheriff's lawyers requested a meeting to discuss a settlement. It's set for later this month. In Phoenix, I'm Jude Joffe Block.
In Arizona, one of the most watched racial profiling cases takes a dramatic turn today. Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio and four officers are facing contempt of court charges, charges that could bring severe penalties. The sheriff admits that he and his chief deputy violated a federal judge's orders in the longstanding racial profiling lawsuit. Today, a 4-day civil hearing begins to determine the extent of those violations and what the appropriate punishment should be. KJZZ's Jude Joffe Block reports.
It's no secret Sheriff Joe Arpaio did not want this week's civil contempt hearing to happen. As part of an unsuccessful bid to reach a settlement, Arpaio and his chief deputy admitted to the allegations against them. They include ignoring a 2011 federal court order to stop detaining immigrants just on the suspicion they were here illegally.
The confession that Arpaio made that he is indeed guilty of civil contempt of court is extraordinary. It's just extraordinary.
Tom Irvin is a Phoenix attorney who's had his share of clashes with the sheriff. He finds the acknowledgement extraordinary because Arpaio has spent the last decade building a national reputation for being tough on immigration and for being unapologetic about those policies. But in recent weeks, he's struck a new tone. As part of their proposed settlement, Arpaio and his chief deputy offered a long list of punishments they'd agree to, including personally donating $100,000 to a Latino civil rights organization. No one from the sheriff's office would comment for this story, but Irvin has a theory about Arpaio's strategy.
Everybody could say, well, he's turned over a new leaf. But most people, including me, believe that he is trying to stop the evidence from being presented in public.
That evidence includes whether the sheriff deliberately violated the judge's orders. For example, when deputies were never told about the judge's order to stop immigration arrests. Depending on what comes out, the judge could refer the case to a federal prosecutor to pursue criminal contempt charges against the sheriff and others. Former Arizona U.S. Attorney Paul Charlton says that would be serious.
The possibility of incarceration in a criminal contempt proceeding is very real. And I suspect that's why Joe Arpaio is working so diligently right now to accept responsibility and avoid having to face that risk.
For the civil penalties, it's likely the judge will order more oversight of the sheriff's office, plus fines, including damages to the immigrants who were wrongfully detained. Charlton says the judge will be grappling with this key question.
Who will pay the fine?
Many, including the judge, want to see Arpaio pay a portion out of his own pocket. Normally, Maricopa County would pay legal settlements on the sheriff's behalf. It's already on the hook for tens of millions of dollars following the judge's ruling 2 years ago that the sheriff's office systematically racially profiled Latino motorists. Those costs include attorney's fees, a court-appointed monitor, and new equipment to prevent profiling by Arpaio's department. Some of Arpaio's critics want to see a punishment that goes beyond fines. Latina activist Lydia Guzman was involved in that racial profiling suit against the sheriff.
To many folks in the Latino community, justice will be served when they see Arpaio hauled away in handcuffs. They want to see him suffer the same thing that their family members went through.
Meanwhile, Arpaio, who is 82, has pledged to run for a seventh term next year. I'm Jude Joffe Block in Phoenix.
Another bombshell today in Judge Murray Snow's courtroom in the contempt case against Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Judge Snow announced there is new evidence the sheriff's office may have tried to discredit him by hiring a paid informant to prove an alleged conspiracy between him and the Department of Justice. And this revelation could have a major impact as Snow decides whether the sheriff should face criminal contempt of court. Joining me now is KJZZ's Jude Joffe Block.
Hi, Steve.
So, Jude, the judge's announcement today relates to the investigation done by the sheriff's confidential informant, Dennis Montgomery.
Right, and we've learned in the last few weeks the sheriff's office hired Dennis Montgomery when he was living in Seattle to do an unorthodox investigation and that he wasn't so credible. The mystery has been what exactly Montgomery was investigating. Today, Judge Snow told the courtroom that after reviewing Montgomery's documents, he believes Montgomery, along with some MCSO deputies, were trying to expose Snow himself and the Department of Justice were involved in a conspiracy to covertly investigate the sheriff and deny him due process in court.
So this is obviously pretty serious. How would this impact the contempt of court case against Sheriff Arpaio?
Well, keep in mind, the sheriff is facing civil contempt of court because he violated Judge Snow's orders in the racial profiling case. Arpaio's admitted to those violations. The real question is whether the violations were intentional, because if so, the judge could refer this to a prosecutor to pursue criminal charges against Arpaio. Now, if what the judge is saying is true about Dennis Montgomery's investigation, it could get into the question of whether the sheriff was willfully disobeying the court. The sheriff's office apparently hired Montgomery in the fall of 2013, right when Snow was issuing orders in the racial profiling case. And today in court, Snow actually said why at the moment the sheriff's office should have been spending resources implementing the court's orders, were they actually funding a confidential informant in Seattle attempting to, quote, construct some bogus conspiracy theory to discredit this court.
So it sounds like Judge Snow was not too pleased.
No, he was very serious and stern today. He said the monitor will start doing investigations based on what are in those Montgomery documents. And meanwhile, the parties will be meeting weekly until June. Then the contempt of court hearing resumes for 8 days.
KJZZ's Jude Jaffe Block. Jude, thank you.
Thank you.
A community forum on reforming the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office last night erupted in calls for Sheriff Joe Arpaio to be removed from office and taken away in handcuffs. KJZZ's Jude Jaffe Block reports the event drew some 130 people.
A court-appointed community advisory board convened the forum. Federal Judge Murray Snow created the board after he ruled 2 years ago the sheriff's office racially profiled Latino motorists. The board passes on community feedback to Snow's independent court monitor. One topic on Wednesday night was how Arpaio should be fairly punished since he's admitted to repeatedly violating Judge Snow's orders. The sheriff is in the midst of contempt of court proceedings, which could result in fines as well as possible criminal contempt charges. A man named Luis Madrid said a person who breaks the law is a criminal and should be treated that way. We don't want him to pay damages, he said. We want him to pay by going to prison, which is what we've had to suffer. We want him to pay in his own tents. Others spoke about the pain the sheriff caused by splitting up immigrant families. Some waved signs calling the sheriff a devil. A portion of the crowd chanted fuera, which means get out, as in get Arpaio out of office. Meanwhile, Arpaio has been calling on Judge Snow to get off the case, arguing he's biased. That's put the contempt hearing on hold for now. Snow has yet to rule on the recusal motion. Jude Jaffe Block, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Lawyers are preparing for several more days of contempt hearings against Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio that will resume later this month. The case has grown to the point that there are as many as a dozen different interests, and even more law firms than that, involved. And as KJZZ's Jude Jaffe Block reports, Maricopa County taxpayers are footing a lot of the legal bills.
Sheriff Joe Arpaio is facing contempt of court for violating a judge's orders in a racial profiling case. The ongoing contempt case has taken surprising turns. Revelations of the sheriff's secret investigations, attempts to remove the judge from the case, and even allegations of stolen CIA files. So the courtroom meetings draw a few regular spectators. One is Andy Jacob, a local attorney.
I mean, this is entertaining, and it's sad that it's entertaining. They could make a film about this.
Jacob isn't directly involved in this case, but one of the things that makes this case so unusual is how many attorneys are.
The attorneys that are there don't even fit on the judge's side of the bar. They have to sit in the audience because there's not enough room. There's just so many people.
By KJZZ's count, about 17 law firms and legal groups, plus two different divisions of the U.S. Department of Justice, are involved. Some of these lawyers represent the sheriff and other staff facing contempt of court, but it doesn't end there. Maricopa County has its own lawyers. So do Arpaio's former attorneys who've withdrawn from the case, as does the Maricopa County attorney. Yes, this case has gotten so big, even the lawyers have lawyers.
I'll sit there sometimes and I think, what is the sum total of fees per hour that are generated in this case and who's paying for it?
Maricopa County taxpayers have already forked over $8 million in legal bills since the original racial profiling case began 8 years ago. That included the plaintiff's lawyer's fees since they won. Now in this contempt phase, taxpayers are paying for at least 8 private law firms to represent county employees and county interests. KJZZ requested billing records from the county to find out just how much that costs. Estimates from the records provided show that every time the parties come to court, it costs taxpayers close to $2,000 an hour in legal bills.
Nobody involved in this case ever envisioned that it would get this big.
Terry Woods is one of the private lawyers hired by the county. I caught up with him outside of court. He joined the case in May.
And since then, I've read 6 million pieces of paper trying to catch up with this enormous monster.
His clients are two Maricopa County deputy county attorneys. They used to be on the sheriff's legal team, but withdrew in April. They're now being deposed.
It's certainly unfortunate that taxpayers, to protect a couple of its employees, has to pay me. But these people's professional future and their reputation's at stake. They're entitled to counsel. And that they shouldn't be paying for it out of their own pocket.
Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery says he's been forced to appoint more and more private attorneys in this case. He says it's because of a federal appeals court ruling in April that said Maricopa County should be a named defendant in the original racial profiling case. It's a ruling Montgomery is fighting.
Once the county was named as a party, I then, as the county attorney, can't represent all sides of the defense.
Because the county and the sheriff may not agree. So Montgomery pulled off the deputy county attorneys who once represented the sheriff and appointed private counsel in their place. And he hired separate private attorneys to represent the county. They've already billed more than $200,000 since April.
It's costing a lot, yes.
But Montgomery says he has to make sure everyone's fairly represented, and he hopes this will all be over soon.
Everybody wants the sheriff's office, including the sheriff and his command team, to be found in compliance so that we can end the additional expenses that are being incurred.
But there are still many legal bills ahead. Attorneys are working around the clock this month in long depositions and long hours of document review. And then they'll be back in court for several full days of contempt hearings that are slated to begin September 23rd. Jude Joffe Block, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The contempt of court case against Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio has been going on now for months, but a small, dedicated group of observers come to watch most hearings. KJZZ's Jude Joffe Block spoke to a few of them about why they keep coming to court.
What do you want?
Justice!
When do you want it?
No!
What do you want?
During the first several days of the contempt hearing, the courtroom was full, and a couple dozen anti-Arpaio protesters gathered outside chanting with colorful signs. Yet by now there have been 14 days of testimony. The protests have slowed and there are plenty of empty seats inside. A handful of regulars, though, still do make a point to come. One is Salvador Reza. He's an activist who for years has advocated for day laborers and against Sheriff Joe Arpaio and his immigration enforcement tactics.
To me, it's funny to see how karma comes around. Everything he's done to so many people, and now he's on the opposite side.
Reza has seen the judge in the case, Judge Murray Snow, question both Arpaio and his chief deputy, Jerry Sheridan, directly.
When the judge hits them against the wall, you know, they get all red, you know, like their face gets all red, you know. So I wonder what they're going through. I'm sure there's fear inside of them.
Snow has to decide what kind of remedies and penalties to order for Arpaio and Sheridan. They've already admitted they're in civil contempt of court for violating Snow's orders in a racial profiling case. Snow's also going to evaluate whether their violations were willful and whether to refer the case to a prosecutor to pursue criminal contempt charges.
If I've missed one court date, it was probably because I was really, really sick.
Lydia Guzman is an activist who helped bring the successful racial profiling lawsuit against the sheriff. The plaintiffs are trying to show in this contempt hearing that there are deficiencies in how the sheriff's office disciplines officers for misconduct and handles citizen complaints. Guzman has been listening to that part with interest, since she's helped Latinos who said they were missing money after an arrest file complaints with the sheriff's office that went nowhere.
A couple of them, I actually recognize the names. I actually recognize some of the incidents. And so hearing them discussed, I kind of know that A, they fell on deaf ears over the sheriff's office, and B, they're not falling on deaf ears here in the courtroom.
It's not only Arpaio's opponents who come watch. One man told us he comes because he feels like Arpaio is being unfairly dragged through the mud, though he refused to go on tape for this story. Another observer is Sid Apps, a former member of the Fountain Hills Town Council. He describes his interest in the case like this.
Concerned taxpayer, observing how my money, tax dollars, are being wasted.
Apps said he supported Arpaio back in 1992 during his first run for sheriff, but believes the sheriff's ego got in the way and led him astray. Apps said it's too bad that taxpayers have to foot the bill for the sheriff's missteps.
My God, and this money we're spending, how many library books, how many libraries could this build?
More than $40 million is how much the racial profiling lawsuit and court-ordered changes are projected to cost the county through the end of fiscal year 2016. In legal fees alone, this lawsuit has already cost county taxpayers more than $8 million, and that tally is expected to grow due to the lengthy contempt proceedings. Jude Joffe Block, KJZZ News, Phoenix.